brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to go through an analysis of the buildup for war with Iran that we've been hearing about so much in the last few years. And then I'm going to go to some of your phone calls. We're going to air part of that Aaron Russo interview, the last video interview that he did. He did it with us. But to remember him, we're going to be playing that coming up. Then Ron Paul is scheduled to pop in sometime during third hour. So that is coming up today on this live 28th day of August 2007. A top Bush administration official and envoy to the UN is saying that an attack on Iran could trigger World War III. Get to that later when I'm able to dig it out of the stack. Looking around here. Just had it. But here's the other news. Retired general, Al-Qaeda attack is coming. Here is another one. Francis Sarkozy raises prospect of Iran strikes. Very serious news out of Israel. Pat Buchanan says Democrats will fall in line with popular war on Iran. Here's another headline from Newsweek magazine. We're going to get hit again. And then on top of that, on the heels of all of that, Army lures thousands of recruits into deployment with $20,000 bonuses. Not just recruits. I know people whose contracts are completely up, but they're offering $40,000 to go back. Folks, what is $40,000 if you're breathing depleted uranium and you're killing innocent people and you're getting your arms and legs blown off? I mean, this is pure mercenary activity. So let me just go ahead and go through this now, the worst news up front. There is a huge flotilla of three major aircraft carriers, two support carriers, and several armadas. This is, you can't just call this an armada. This is two big groups of ships, two armadas, floating around out in the Persian Gulf, constantly getting right up into the edge of Iranian waters, trying to start a provocation. Remember, Iran has been overthrown once by the United States and England, by the U.S. and England staging terror attacks to overthrow their elected government and to blame it on that government in 1953. Then they set up a Shah who tortured 200,000 people to death. That's their conservative numbers. That's the British on conservative numbers. Incredible oppression. Bush admits that for 3 years they've had special forces in Iran carrying out terror attacks and leading al-Qaeda forces against Iran. These are number three in al-Qaeda leading the attacks. Admitted White House announcement, hidden in plain view. You got a general public, as we talked about last hour, that doesn't even know what Central Asia is, doesn't know, can't find the Middle East. I mean, folks, they know nothing. They just know there's some brown people and you're in a pro-America if you're for killing them. It's just absolutely incredible. And now Francis Sarkozy raises prospect of Iran airstrikes. And, of course, Sarkozy is an admitted Zionist. Sarkozy's father was a Zionist. And he is an Israel firster, and he wants war. And Israel wants war. A lot of the Israeli people don't want war. It's around half, depending on the poll you look at it. Sometimes it's higher. On the low end, it's half, but the government doesn't care. They go forward. They got a parliamentary system to freeze out anybody who wants to have sensible action. And this is the globalists trying to fail forward, escalating us into World War III, and that's what this is meant to go into, to then have the economic collapse and all the problems and say Iran caused it, to stage a string of terror attacks, to have a big military clampdown here domestically, which they indeed are geared up for. And just like Iraq, remember they said the attack was going to happen in 2002, and there was almost a year-long buildup, and then it didn't happen in late 2002, and then it was actually 2003. It's the same thing here. They just wear you out. So when we get back, we'll tell you what Sarkozy said. We'll tell you what the retired general says. We'll tell you what Pat Buchanan has to say. And we'll get into study, U.S. preparing for massive military attack against Iran. This is big medicine. And these are the times that try men's soul. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to HolyTeaClub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to HolyTeaClub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When the news is saying poison food and lead and mercury is good, and when a large portion of Americans can't find the country on a map, you're going to have tyranny. It's an absolute guarantee. If you know history, if you studied civilizations, it is a guarantee. It's like if you live in the South and you got big buckets in the summer outside in the shade, there's going to be mosquito larvae in there after a few weeks. And then you're going to have a whole passel of mosquitoes in your backyard. That'd be like if you, for 5 years, threw garbage around all over your house and left the doors open. You're going to have flies and cockroaches real fast. And that's what the American people have done. We've just left our doors, windows open, just left piles of food all over the floor, and somehow got convinced that cockroaches and rats don't exist. And there's rats biting us and climbing all over us on the easy chair, and we're throwing them off of us saying, okay, rats are good. The rats are wearing little police uniforms telling us how great they are and everything they do for us. It's just a joke. It's a complete and total sycophantic joke. And I'm sad to see this country go into the fire, but I'm telling you, it looks like it's going into it. I'm going to get into the war scenario, and then I promise we're going to get to Randy and Stan and Chris and Andrew and Jerry. I'm going to at least get to you guys before I play this Russo interview and then Ron Paul's coming up. Before I do that, I wanted to tell you about a couple sponsors. One of them, Z Foods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, and I've believed in storable foods for years, and I found out who the
There's a few good companies out there, but this is the longest continual operating with the highest quality food, not with fillers and additives and salts. I mean, military MREs will make you sick, and they're more expensive than this. This is high-quality food that lasts 10 years or more, and it's very affordable. They got little two-month packs for individuals that are so inexpensive. Everybody should have that in the front of their car or in their garage. Bare minimum, two-month supply for each member of your family. You can do that very inexpensively. I recommend a year supply for each person in your family. And if we go into a depression or a war or whatever, you're going to have a leg up and a big supplement for whatever else you can get. But regardless, it's a good insurance policy to have. If you got college kids going off to college or whatever, you know, buy them a two-month supply. Tell them put it under their dorm bed, and when they run out of money, they can use that. Whatever. These are good foods. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. We hope all the things the government and the media are saying don't happen. We hope Al-Qaeda doesn't strike. We hope they don't have a war in Iran. We hope there's not a mega recession. The point is, we're prepared. And it's real simple. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com or check out the banner on PrisonPlanet.com. And I also want to take some time out to tell you about Inner Food, ladies and gentlemen. It's the best all-natural organic green food out there, bar none, with 20-plus ingredients, spirulina, chlorella, kelp, barley leaves, you know, the key fruits and vegetables, and it's just such a great way to start your day every day. My staff is addicted to it. 10% off when you go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the banner that says, their banner's changed. It doesn't say Inner Food anymore. It says Botanicals. You click on that and it goes to the subpage because they have a lot of other botanical products, and you can see the Inner Food specials there. 10% off anything ordered off that page, and 20% off any bulk orders after that. So that's a 30% discount total there. ENERfood.com, innerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. Great folks. Check them out today. And that's a great supplement, too. It stores for many years as a supplement for nutrients because most vitamins just go right through you. There are some brands of vitamins you actually absorb. But when it's in a food base, you really absorb it well. Okay. I just lavish those sponsors. I was supposed to give them about a minute apiece. I ended up talking about 2 minutes apiece about them, but I just believe in them. So let me just start with Sarkozy here. Francis Sarkozy raises prospect of Iran airstrikes. In his first major foreign policy speech, French president diplomatic push for world's powers to rein in Tehran's nuclear program is only alternative. It's just an alternative to Iranian bomb or bombing of Iran, is his quote, Reuters. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, a Zionist plant, just like our new attorney general is going to be, good old Chertoff, whose family literally ran Stalinistic extermination ops. I mean, you couldn't ask for more evil people to be around this country. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said on Monday a diplomatic push by the world's powers to rein in Tehran's nuclear program was the only alternative to an Iranian bomb or the bombing of Iran. In his first major foreign policy speech, Sarkozy emphasized his existing foreign policy priorities, such as opposing Turkish membership of the European Union and pushing for a new Mediterranean Union that he hopes will include Ankara. He also presented some new ideas, such as possibly renewing high-level dialogue with Syria and the expanding the group of eight industrialized nations to include the biggest developing states. And there's another article here where he's calling for a super Europe with military domination. And look, I'm not saying Israel is the end-all, be-all of evil on the planet. Governments are, just like the Bible tells us, wickedness in high places. I don't ever want to hone in on one group because from my historical studying, it isn't one group, one race, one subgroup that dominates everything. We're very fair here, and we try to be accurate. Israel is completely wicked and engaged in every form of evil you can imagine and is a terror state, staging terror attacks, running white slavery, shipping in cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, ecstasy, just involved. I mean, they are a really corrupt country, just like Mexico is. Our government is completely corrupt and out of control. The German government's completely corrupt and out of control. The Russian government's completely bad. The Chinese government's bad. The Iranian government's corrupt. You see, they like to have it like U.S. good, Iran bad, or Iran good, U.S. bad. No, no, no. It's just wickedness in high places. That's Evil tends to get into power positions throughout history. That's the nature of it, as the Founding Fathers told us. And there's all these cliques and subgroups, and you know, you've got to say it's only the Jews running things, or you've got to say it's the reptoids from planet Klu Klan, and I'm serious, they really believe that, running things. Or you've got to believe that the Vatican and the Jesuits run everything, and only them. Or you've got to believe that only the British run things. Or you've got to believe that only the Saudis run everything. Or you've got to believe that it's secret Japanese mafia run everything. And that's all a fraud. That's a lie. Israel is incredibly corrupt. The Vatican has been corrupt for just eons. Unbelievably corrupt. England, the British Empire, unbelievably corrupt for at least 500 years. I mean, it's the nature. The Chinese have been corrupt for 5,000 years. Chinese government, not their people, hardworking good people, smart people. You know, it's like when I criticize the Queen of England, I get emails saying, how dare you bash the British people? I'm not bashing the British people. My last name's Jones. I'm saying it's a corrupt system. Just like when I bashed China. I remember when I was, and others were going up to China for all their espionage in the mid and late 90s, that were seen in headline pieces about, you know, is there hatred? Is all this China bashing anti-Asian? No, it happens that China's a billion plus people. They're very corrupt and they're running game on this country, taking over this nation. So, rather than make it racial and rather than make it bigoted towards one group or another, I mean, I'm not here to alienate Jews. I've got Jewish friends. I like Jews. I'm not here to alienate Catholics. I have Catholic friends. I like the Catholics I know. I'm not here to alienate Protestants. I'm a Protestant, born and bred, my whole family. Going back to the Mayflower, folks. So, I'm not here to alienate any of these groups. I'm telling you, evil people are running the hierarchies. I mean, I got so many Mexican friends. I really like Mexican people. And I've had racist Mexicans go, yeah, you all say that. Hey, whatever, gringo. Let's just be enemies. And I have to talk about how La Raza means the race and how the Mexicans, a large portion, are running around saying they hate America, they're going to take us down in Spanish. And it's painful to me to have to do that, but I've got to do it. I don't like, because I know how it's going to be interpreted, to talk about how it's well known that Chertoff is a Mossad agent, man. The guy basically runs this country. I don't like having to attack Sarkozy and mention that he's just an Israeli plant. But he is. It's dangerous. Israel's out of control, folks. I don't like having to get up when some black professor says, let's kill all the white people. And talk about how 15-20% of blacks, especially in New York, say let's kill all the whites and believe in Khalid Muhammad. I mean, because I know in a way that only creates more division. But we've got to talk about it. We've got to address it. I've got articles here today where they've got the Aryan Nations, the Nazi Party, known FBI front groups, are going to be out demonstrating against the illegal aliens at the Mexican consulate. Folks, I've seen them here in Austin. They're admittedly cops, just like they are up in Montebello and last week trying to start riots. I mean, I've seen them. They are cops. There's no debating they're cops. I've seen other guys who I know are members of the ADL wearing Nazi outfits. They've been caught doing it. Here is the Orlando Sentinel, February 15, 2007. Neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. And it says an FBI full-time informant leads the Nazi group, runs the websites, and runs the organizations. And that's why when you go out, the cops protect them, and they have a big spectacle, and it's meant to stir up the community, and then they always have a call for taking free speech away. Here's a new one. This is out of Action 3 News out of Omaha. A Nazi group to protest illegal immigration in Omaha. See, now if you're against open borders and a group usurping us, oh, you must be with Nazis. And I'll bet you my bottom dollar, every one of the 10 people that are going to show up at this, and we've documented the local Klan's FBI. The National Socialist Movement will shut down Dodge Street Saturday to protest illegal immigration. The Nazi protest at the Mexican consulate is becoming a cause of community concern. So much concern, in fact, that white supremacist group will receive a police escort in and out of Omaha. Well, of course they protect their own officers. So I've had enough of it. Stop it. And I am not going to hone in on one group and say one group is the cause of it all. I am not going to be part of it.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Trying to get at. One I was trying to get at is that elites have always tried to break revolutions or resistance movements into factionalized groups. I mean, I'd say about half the Patriot or Truth movement doesn't ever really put out any news stories or have any rallies or events or any plan of action. They literally sit around ninnying at each other saying, you know, this guy doesn't get it right, or this person doesn't get it correct, or this person, you know, this person won't say that the people running the New World Order are Jews, or this person won't say it's the Jesuits, or this person won't say it's that group. And, you know, the fact is that elites, not by and large, but universally, have corrupt people running. And so I'm here exposing all of it. When Israel carries out false flag terror, I expose it. When they attack the USS Liberty and try to sink it to blame it on Egypt, we expose it. When it came out that they staged terror attacks with Idi Amin, which we already knew, but it came out in Jerusalem papers, we talked about it. And, you know, we've had Barry Hamish on, and we've had all these other people on, Tex Mars on, talking about the Vatican and the Jesuits. And I'm convinced that it is Israeli groups that come out and attack me and say that I'm a secret Jesuit and all this stuff, because I've kind of tracked those people back, done a little bit of research, and they basically admit it. It's really not basically. They just, one of them comes out and says it. And because they can't attack me on how I'm fighting the New World Order and trying to mobilize people and try to get them involved and try to stop an attack on Iran. They can just try to factionalize the Patriot movement and get you busy ninnying and spending your time fighting with each other. Man, we got corruption in high places. We need to reduce the size of government. I tell you, the Israel Firsters exposed themselves attacking me, though, because they also attacked Ron Paul while they were at it, and that really showed. Again, they're just mad that we're trying to stop the attack on Iran, which isn't going to be good for anybody, including Israel. It's just insanity. So we've got Sarkozy, this Israeli agent, running around wanting to attack Iran. And on the heels of that, just coming out last night, Newsweek, we are going to get hit again. Now, let me make it clear. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's Newsweek, okay? I'll get emails today. Oh, you said we get hit again. Newsweek. Al-Qaeda has an active plot to hit the West. Again, Al-Qaeda. The United States knows about it, but doesn't have enough tactical detail. So see, they're kind of getting us ready for it. Oh, why they're going to fail. To issue a precise warning or raise the threat level, says Vice Admiral John Scott Reed, who heads the government's National Counterterrorism Center. And believe me, somebody at this level knows good and well that 9/11 was a black op. But see, they're generals, and to them, it's the sacrifice the pawn move. Well, to save America and mobilize us to fight the Arabs and Islam in the future, we got to go ahead and let, you know, 9/11 stuff happen, because we'll save more in the long run. End justifies the means, and end does not justify the means. That's a very evil maxim. In an interview at his headquarters near Washington, D.C., Reed told Newsweek's Mark Hosenball and Jeffrey Barholt that the country is better prepared than ever to counter such threats, but he also believes another successful terror attack on U.S. soil homeland is inevitable. Excerpts. Newsweek people in various agencies have said that since Tora Bora in 2001, they at no time have had a 50% confidence that they knew where Osama bin Laden was on any particular day, and therefore they have been unable to mount any operations to go get him. Is that wrong? Folks, bin Laden died before 9/11 of kidney failure. I mean, I saw Bandar Bush, the Prince Bandar, the Saudi Arabian ambassador, on Larry King Live, months after 9/11, say, "Don't you badmouth bin Laden. He's a very brave person." I mean, it's just that's so sick, man. The Bush's best buddy. I mean, on TV, they admit who they are. I mean, it is such a farce. It is so staged. And then he goes into how bin Laden's out there and he's going to get us again. It's going to happen and we got to attack Iran. And you can read all that up on PrisonPlanet.com. And then the really serious article is a raw story that we've also got up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Study. U.S. preparing massive military attack against Iran. Think so? Big British government study. We're going to go over this briefly when we get back and take some of your calls and start the Aaron Russo interview into the next hour. Then Ron Paul is scheduled to be popping in with us today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. Texas, hello Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio.
All right, let me briefly cover this article, then I'm gonna race through your calls when we get to the Sharon Lusso piece. Second part of the last video interview we ever did.
I'm only taking the clothes.
U.S. preparing massive military attack against Iran. The United States has the capacity for and may be preparing to launch without warning a massive assault on Iranian uranium enrichment facilities. Well, Bush has said he may do that. As well as the government buildings and infrastructure using long-range bombers and missiles, according to new analysis. Well, Cy Hirsch reported 3 years ago that U.S. Special Forces are in Iran carrying out attacks right now and using Sunni al-Qaeda groups to attack the Iranian military and police. And Iran lays there and takes it because they know it's all the provocation. And then they claim Iran's al-Qaeda. It's too rich. The paper considering a war with Iran, a discussion paper on WMD in the Middle East, written by a well-respected British scholar and arms expert, Dr. Dan Plish, director of the Center for International Studies and Diplomacy, which is commissioned by the British government to do studies, of the School of Orient and African Studies at the University of London, and Martin Butcher, a former director of the British American Security Information Council and former advisor to the Foreign Affairs Committee of the European Parliament, was exclusively provided to Raw Story late Friday under embargo. And it just gets into an attack is likely to be on a massive multi-front scale. Again, Cyrus reported this 2 years ago. They're going to have a two-month-long, thousands of Sardis the first few days, hundreds each additional day, attacking the entire infrastructure, power plants, water treatment, universities, anything that could support war-making capabilities, basically a deindustrialization. The globalists are mad. The IMF and World Bank don't own Iran, one of the few countries they don't. It's become first world. It's like New York and many of its cities. I mean, I read the British reports and other and people that go over them, and it's just glistening. It's not going to be for long, folks. It's going to be bombed into the Stone Age. Again, no infrastructure. This is about controlling technological development more than anything. Any attack is likely to be on a massive multi-front scale by avoiding a ground invasion. Attacks focused on WMD facilities would leave Iran too many retaliatory options. See, so their entire military, everything has to be hit, leaving President Bush open to the charge of using too little force and leaving the regime intact. U.S. bombers and long-range missiles are ready to destroy 10,000 targets in Iran in just a few hours. U.S. ground, air, and marine forces already in the Gulf and Iraq and Afghanistan can devastate Iranian forces, the regime, and the state at short notice. Some form of low-level U.S. and possible U.K. military action as well as armed popular resistance appear underway inside the Iranian provinces or ethnic areas of the RZ, Baljustan, Kurdistan, and Kurdistan. Yeah, they're leading al-Qaeda forces against them, and Iran's being bombed, shot, killed. They just take it. Real terror is being launched daily. Iran just lays there and takes it, knows it's a provocation, and calmly takes it. And it's just unbelievable. Iran was unable to prevent sabotage of its offshore-to-shore crude oil pipelines. It goes on, nuclear weapons are ready, but most likely to be used, unlikely to be used by U.S. and U.K. and Israel. The human potential environmental effects would be devastating while the military value is limited. And it goes on for page after page. It's basically what we already knew, but it's restated by the British. And if Iran fights back in any way, I mean, if they shoot anti-aircraft weapons in the air, it's going to be called a terror attack. Now imagine, thousands of thousand-pound bombs, cruise missiles, raining down every day, and if Iran fights back in any way, it'll be called, can you believe the terrorists fired back? Oh, they're so evil, they're al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda forces are attacking Iran all over the nation. Hundreds of dead a week. Just full-scale war. And Iran keeps, we're dealing with the insurgents. Yes, we caught the U.S. supplying them over the border, and the U.S. comes out and says, yep. Again, it's not really the U.S., it's those that now control our country. Though, yep, that's right, we're funding number three in al-Qaeda to attack. But then, by the way, you're al-Qaeda, Iran. By the way, our public doesn't know which way's up. I mean, it's just, again, you've got a public that gets up on TV and says poison in food is good, mercury in vaccines is good. A public that doesn't know where the country is, even our own country. And so they're tailor-made for this. I mean, they know nothing. They just know we're the good guys. It's like it's a ball game. Let's go kill them Iranians. Meanwhile, they're hiring more troops for 20,000 bonuses to enlist. Pat Buchanan says the Democrats are all for it. No kidding. Chucky Schumer will criticize Gonzalez, who's a horrible person. I'm not defending Gonzalez, but he's nothing but a puppet. But then Gonzalez, of course, leaves. Meanwhile, Schumer voted for all the wiretapping, and he's okay, and he grandstands. I mean, these people are sick. Pat Buchanan, Democrats will fall in line with popular war in Iran. Former Congressman Joe Scarborough discussed the possibility of an American attack on Iran with guest Pat Buchanan, an old-line conservative who has often been skeptical of the Bush administration policies. On his MSNBC program Monday, both men agreed that an attack on Iranian Revolutionary Guard camps was not only likely, but would be generally popular with the American people. And they've designated them as terrorists now, so with the old authorization of 2002 to use by Congress to use military force to enforce UN resolutions in Iraq and fight Al-Qaeda. So by saying they're fighting and designating them terrorists, it doesn't matter if it's the opposite of Al-Qaeda, literally the opposite. It doesn't matter because the general public literally is totally brain dead. It's not even brain dead, just mesmerized, hypnotized. It's like the snake in the Jungle Book has been hissing at them and hypnotizing them or something. All right, I'm going to go to your calls quickly, all right? I want to hear from you, but I want to get to this Aaron Russo interview in the tail end of this hour, into the next hour, before Ron Paul joins us. Randy in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I think your buddy Joe Rogan said it the best one night when he was doing stand-up. You know, Miss South Carolina, you can look into their eyes and see the back of their skulls. There's not much. You can't.
But it's not just the beauty pageant ditzes, and I'm not knocking everybody who's in a beauty pageant, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's the general public, sir. I mean, have you talked to the general public now?
Yes, I do, and you know, I try to spew some of the stuff you say, you know, and I get people that just don't want to hear it. They don't care. They believe me. They just don't want to care. They, you know, I've gotten into fights over this, dude. I need help here. I don't know where to go.
They like being slaves. They like being fools. They like being conned. But really, in the final equation, it's really that they have no view of themselves. They see themselves as complete spectators with no power. That is so pathetic. I mean, what happened to Americans? Well, our forefathers gave us liberty, and so we got prosperity, and then we turned into decadent slobs.
Yeah, and that 9/11 hit piece that we saw on the History Channel a couple nights ago, my buddies that are not even, they don't, quote-unquote, conspiracy theorists, you know, they're not into that. They saw it, and they were even complaining about it. They're like, they didn't say anything, you know, scientific about this, or, you know, they didn't draw out.
They would just call some 20-year-old zit-faced kid on there in a suit an expert.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that you know, that one little guy with that coat on that was saying cell phones work at 5,000 feet, go up there and do it.
He said 50,000.
50,000, excuse me, 50,000 feet. Go up there and
try. You might as well say they work on Jupiter. I mean, it's just, you know, and Godzilla's real. I mean, it's just.
Well, I'm a big supporter of yours, Alex, and I listen to you all the time, and this is the first time I've ever called in, and I want you to keep doing what you're doing because you're a good guy, and I, you know, I'm for America. I'm an American, and here right now I'm in California, otherwise known as Mexico, or whatever, you know.
God bless you, Randy. It's good to hear from you, and I'm glad you're out there. Keep spreading the word. Andrew just hung up, so we'll go to Stan next. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air. Stan, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to call you and let you know how bad the real estate market is down here in Pettis County and Sedalia, Missouri. They've got hundreds and hundreds of homes for sale around Pettis County and Sedalia, Alex. And what's happening is this month they've only sold 5 homes, and they've got 50 homes that are been abandoned, and they're going to foreclose on them in the west wing of the courthouse in Sedalia, Missouri.
It's all part of the prosperity of NAFTA and GATT, which don't exist, just like the SPP doesn't exist.
You're right, Alex. Well, Alex, you were talking about these kids being really dumbed down. Well, you're a smart individual. I'll tell you what's happening to these kids. They're caught up in the Harry Potter culture, Alex, and they're getting caught up in the witchcraft and the cult. Wicca is the fastest growing religion right now in North America.
Continue.
Well, the good culture is taking a hold of these kids too, Alex. These lower income kids, they don't see any future out there, and they're dealing drugs. I just got through talking to a young lady there. She's 44. Her son has no discipline in the home, and he's caught up in the drug culture. And sooner or later, they're going to get busted, Alex.
Well, it's mainline. Families that were middle class 20 years ago are now falling into poor squalor. Nothing
you're
wrong
exactly
with being
right,
nothing
Alex.
Wrong with being
the poverty situation in America is a lot worse than the individual thinks.
Well, let me be clear about this. There's nothing wrong with being working poor. In fact, that's admirable, and you can raise people good, you know, if you've got your head screwed on straight and you're poor. The point is that you got white trash poor and all the other poor people out there But now, people that were middle class aren't middle class anymore. And you can see now the generations where the grandma's pretty well spoken, mom's somewhat well spoken, but the kids literally chirping in like monkeys. And I'm talking about white kids, it doesn't matter. And literally now I hear the youth in stores and things, and they do little like animal calls to each other. It's almost to the point of not even talking. It's like grunting, and it's everything George Orwell talked about, reducing the language. And look, the social planners know what they've done. Fait accompli, they've destroyed us. They've got newscasts saying poison's good for you. I mean,
well, let me tell you something, Alex. I knew when I was 10 years old, a former Army captain from Arkansas, Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, I've known about this plan for the United Nations to put foreign troops on the streets of America since I was 10 years old. They've had this plan for years, Alex. They've had plans for Los Angeles police, plans for food riots back in 1950s. My friend, we are in serious trouble. We're looking at major food shortages in this country. Right now, New Zealand and Great Britain and the United States are having major droughts. And it's not transportation costs or raising the price of this food. It's the fact that our food is going to become very scarce, my friend.
Well, it's just a lot of different things.
It is.
And there's no doubt, and I appreciate your call, Stan, that we're getting into more serious times. Chris in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, okay. I totally agree with Randy. I totally agree with everything that you've been saying. People are being dumbed down. I'm out campaigning for Ron Paul, and I actually had the pleasure of meeting him last Sunday, which I asked him the exact same question that I'm about to ask you. I go out here, and I campaign for Ron Paul, trying to wake people up to what's really going on, and I get the same answer from the Democrats. Oh, I always vote Democrat. Or from the women. I'm going to vote for Hillary because we need a woman president. They don't care about the facts.
Doesn't matter if she's a warmongering mafioso criminal. As long as it's go girl, fine, let them be slaves.
Exactly.
Well, here's the deal. We do our duty, and consequence belongs to God. We're going to do the right thing. And imagine how much worse things would be if you weren't out there campaigning, if you weren't out there educating. So never give up and realize that we're not going down without a fight. But go ahead and ask your question.
Next question is, I've been doing a lot of research, and it seems that every walk of life is saying the same thing. We're about to get hit again, nuclear terrorists, everybody from the alternative media to the mainstream
media.
Well,
that's the terrorists that run our government saying that, yeah.
Right. Well, they did a book, The Day of Islam, and there were seven cities that got named. Houston was one of those cities, and I live in Houston, so of course I'm a bit concerned. How likely do you think that Houston is going to be a target, and why would they want to target Houston?
Okay, thanks for the call. Houston is a major target of government-sponsored terror. The oil companies are definitely in the higher echelon. Houston they totally control. Be a great place to stage an event. There's a lot of naturally occurring disasters by that, you know, non-terror related. They tell people all the time they could blame it on terrorism. Their whole agenda is stalling, and so every time their agenda stalls, they bomb Oklahoma City, or they bomb the World Trade Center, or they fly airplanes into it, or they... It's what they do. They stage a Gulf of Tonkin. Or it could be an economic disaster. The point is, they need one. Their memos say they need one. People would always ask me, why would the government stage an attack? Explain it to me. And I'm like, well, read the vice president why he said in PNAC documents, September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. Read what Brzezinski said, co-founder of Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations member, National Security Advisor. Read what the Republican memos say and what all they've been in the news articles and editorials about how another 9/11 would help us. I mean, they're telling you why it would help them. That's how dumb they think you are. They sit up on TV and radio talking about how good the terror is going to be and how it helps their agenda. And then you ask me, how does it help them? How did it help Hitler to firebomb his own Reichstag right after he got elected president? Then he abolished the presidency and made himself Fuhrer. The upper and lower chambers of the Reichstag, of the parliament, president and chancellor. I mean, why do cops frame you? Because they want to send you to prison for some reason. It's called a frame-up, folks. Just like up in Ottawa last week, the police have now admitted that they were dressed up like anarchists attacking police so they could attack the peaceful demonstrators. Because they work for the New World Order, and they're there to make sure there's no free speech and no First Amendment. And they're there to make sure demonstrators look bad so the SPP can roll on. Because they don't work for us. And they'll tell you that. I got cops on tape now going, yeah, we work for ourselves. Yeah. Yeah, we're not public servants. You're a civilian. Shut up. Most of them just came back from Iraq. Half of them don't like it. The other half like the power they have. They like checkpoints. They like dragging women around by their hair. They're coming back here to rule over you. They're dumb as dirt, and by God, they love it. They like it that we're a white trash scum nation of idiots. That cue that up again where they say that poison is good for us. We need to have poison in the food. Can you cue that up again when we come back out of break? I want to play it. Then we're going to play the Aaron Russo thing. I'll try to go to Jerry, too. I got Ron Paul coming up. Just stay with us. We'll come back out of break. Infowars.com, JonesReport.com are the websites. Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm just here watching the complete destruction of society. And there's a big peanut gallery of neocon traitors like Michael Medved and Limbaugh and all of them. They know good and well what their job is. They're there here to pacify conservatives until it's too late.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order to Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Mercury is good for your child's brain, but we took it out, but we increased the level, but it doesn't exist, but it's a conspiracy, but it's good for you. And hey, poison food, lead paint for kids, it's all good. And the conspiracy theorists need to shut up, or our mortgages are going to go bad. That's right, it's admitting the food's poison that's causing the housing market to have a problem. It's not that the government and media are trying to hype the housing market down. But I have arguments with people. They think mercury's good for your brain now because they had those federal studies put out saying it. Good Lord. I mean, I've watched neurons under an electron microscope because universities online have put the electron microscope video up, and no other heavy metal does this. Normal heavy metals kill the cells, but then plaques are created, and it doesn't keep eating through. Mercury acts like an acid. There's an electrochemical shortage that happens. It causes the cells to blow out electrically, and then it just accelerates through the tissue. It just keeps eating and eating and eating the brain cells. And see, when you eat it in fish and things, you pass most of it, and it's bound to the food. And most people have the proper genes that block absorption in the gut. That's why a lot of boys get it naturally, quote, from just fish and foods, not just vaccines, because it's genetic that boys tend to have the missing gene that causes the absorption. That's how they lie to people when they go, no, your son didn't get it from shots. Look, statistically, it's boys that get autism 9 times out of 10, so they play that trick. They don't tell you it's because of a blood-brain barrier, same gene that affects the tissue in the intestines and absorption. But I'm already getting off. There's just, again, you try to explain that to somebody, you're talking to a public who literally doesn't even know the basics of the planet. I mean, they don't know anything. And I know I keep saying that. We have to come to the realization we are literally talking to zombies. They know how to act cool. They know how to shine their car. They know how to strut around at the country music bar. Or they know how to, you know, play bumpity-bump, boom-boom, Mac Daddy music and jiggity-jig. And they know how to strut their stuff. But that's about it. They know how to run up credit cards and wallow around and be horrible parents. They know how to cram Prozac down their throats. They're just scum. And we have to realize that they have joined forces with the New World Order through their ignorance, and they are enemies of the people. And those of us that are thinkers and are involved, we have to wage war against them in the New World Order. And by wage war against them, we got to shove the cattle out of our way and just try to defend our families as best we can. Because for a lot of these people, they're just too far gone. I mean, you can't even talk to them. They're just, you will Al Qaeda, like George Bush, or I like Hillary. I mean, just like a bunch of squealing hogs. Jerry in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'd like to express my sympathy to Aaron Russo's family. He certainly established himself as a great American. And over the years, when I first saw him, one of the things that stuck out to me and impressed me was his sincere honesty, which came forth from him.
Stay there. I'm in 60 seconds. We'll come 70. We'll come back and talk to you, sir. I want to hear what you have to say, my friend. And then we're going to get into the Ron Paul interview, second part of his last video interview he gave. And then Ron Paul is scheduled to be popping in. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the subscription site. Check it out. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.